Mix 94.5, morning, it's 8.08, it's Claire's here, Matt and Kimber. Without the Kimber today, you woke up with a scratchy throat at about 3 a.m. and made the call not to come in.
Well, we were, you know, saying stay at home if you're sick, and she's doing that. Yeah. She's living it.
Good on you, KC. Get well soon. Look, it is time, of course, if you're just sort of getting into the day, cloudy, 25 degrees, warmer tomorrow. We might get a shower or storm on the weekend. We'll worry about that when the new forecast comes
Cross
in.
Cross that bridge when we get to Shut it. Up!
West Coast superstar, and he's our man inside the Eagles. For Orbit Fitness Equipment, it's Tim Kelly with Claire, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Well, it took a while for it to happen yesterday. A lot of people on tender hooks at the edge of their seat, but Gillon McLachlan from the AFL finally came out and said, we have a season starting tonight.
Tonight it is.
Yeah, superstar for the West Coast Eagles, the big recruit, Tim Kelly. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, buddy. So does it feel like the, you know, the night before Christmas?
Yeah, look, you know, a bit of a strange feeling, as I'm sure that's a feeling definitely amongst our group, as I'm sure it's a similar feeling around the competition. But, yeah, a bit of a weird one. You know, if I was Carlton or Richmond, it'd be very weird, very strange, you know, only being announced yesterday that they're playing and they're having to play tonight. So, you know, we're a little bit fortunate. We don't play till Sunday. So, you know, we get to watch a bit of footy and let it really sink in. Mm. You know, getting that right competitive mindset before we run out there on Sunday. But, interesting times we're in.
It's really strange times, Tim. The start of a footy season, that first bounce at the MCG tonight is really weird. Without the 85,000, it is odd. But you'll get the same at Optus with that crowd there on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, it's going to be strange. It's going to be strange for everyone involved. Yeah, we'll definitely miss our fans, that's for sure.
Will the eagle, you know, how they have that eagle that flies around the stadium, will that be there?
I'm actually, I'm pretty sure it's still going to go ahead. So, I think they're still going to blow it up and put it out there for us to run out.
That one,
so,
okay.
Oh, yes. You mean the real
eagle? I mean the real one, yeah. But
I don't think so with that.
No.
The real one, I'm not too sure.
Tim. We need some inside information, bud.
No, I've heard that the blow up one's still going to be there. It's going to be going to be funny.
Imagine how much hand sanitizer will be in the inflatable on the way in. Mate, how about the club and your boys yourselves? I mean, you've got to keep your sense of humour about things. You know, life goes on, but how stringent? I take it the club's got some pretty strict rules right now.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone at the club is, you know, we're sort of seeing this as an opportunity to, you know, handle this as best we can and for everyone to do their part. And, you know, if you're, you know, the last thing we want is for, you know, one of our boys, you know, multiple of our boys having to get it, because it's, you know, it's 2 weeks in isolation, meaning, you know, 2 weeks out of the team, you know, possibly three or four, depending on, you know, whether you're able to train and all those sorts of things in that time between. So if you're a young guy coming into the team, you're licking your lips because you're going, oh, if one of these boys gets it, I'm in, you know, sort of thing. But, you know, as a club, we're taking this very seriously. You know, the club's put some things in place. You know, obviously, like today, I'm not in for this appearance.
Sure.
You know, it's over the phone, those sorts of things. And, you know, they've sort of no open day training sessions, signing sessions, you know, club appearances, those sorts of things. And just sort of put it on us to, you know, best educate our families and friends of, you know, trying to basically let them know that, you know, especially friends, like your mum and dad's okay, but yeah, just trying to limit, you know, where we're going, you know, cafes, restaurants, those sorts of things, and basically just trying to stay home as best we can.
Yeah, mate, of course, everyone's trying to do the right thing, and I'm sure the AFL are, and they've gone with this shorter quarters, 16 minutes, with the, you know, maybe you could play a midweek game. Wow, that'd be tough on the body.
Yeah, look, it's, to be honest, I don't exactly know the ins and outs of it all, but I've been told that, you know, it's something like that. We're going to try to play five games or possibly as many games as we can, but before this virus gets really bad. So it could be something like five games in a space of, you know, 3.5 weeks, which is going to be very different, which is why they've minimized the lengths of the quarters. Yep. And it's going to be interesting. It could mean that, you know, there's going to be a lot more guys spinning through.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously a lot of guys are going to pull up sore because it's going to be a bit of a shock to the body. You know, it's the body's not used to that. So, Yeah, I mean, we'll see how we go. Yeah.
Oh, maybe like the old footy lightning carnival at school.
Yes, that's right.
Or you could be like LeBron in the NBA and play multiple games in a week. You could handle that.
Yeah, oh, see how we go. I mean, I'm pretty durable, but I need my rest as well. So, yeah, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, Tim, the other thing to think about, mate, I guess, is all those years at South and then the year at Geelong, you're 3 days away from having those colours on that you really wanted to have on.
Yeah, no, it has been a weird feeling, but I just keep reminding myself of, you know, I guess the opportunity that's there. And, you know, I've always loved footy, whether I've played in front of, 50 spectators or 50,000. So, still looking forward to that, that childhood dream come true. And, mate, I can't wait. So are the boys. We're disappointed we're not going to have our fans there, but, it is what it is, and we'll get on with it.
Yeah, mate.